Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Penguins winning back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. First team to do that since 97-98. Bogey and Wojo, 97 won the ticket. Open phone lines. Wojo wholeheartedly believes, and I actually do agree with him, that this Stanley Cup win is 100% tainted because of that blown call, that missed call, that wrong that was not righted in the second period. Are you with us on that? 248-539-9797. Now, Woj, the thing that, you know, we kind of got into in the crosstalk with Mike is talking about officiating as a whole and whether or not it's to the point where it's the worst that we have ever seen. I don't know that it's necessarily gotten worse. I think it just gets exposed more.
You mean in the NHL or overall?
Overall, in every single sport. Like, even last night, I was listening to Dan and Jim during the Tigers game, and there was the review on a stolen base, you know, second base, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Ramirez trying to go to second base, right?
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. And the call on the field ended up being that he was out. And Dan and Jim are looking at it at the replay, and they've done this a million different times as the season has gone on, and they say, you know what? It looks like he got in there. I think he's going to be safe, but we don't know. I mean, the review has just been, you know, not right for the most part this season. Sure enough, you hear the Boston crowd boo because he was out.
No, but see, I was watching and I love Dan and Jim, but they get that wrong a lot. I actually like this tweak in the baseball instant replay review. Is if it's that damn close, you can't overturn it. And there was an angle. I know exactly the play I was watching, and I think I even tweeted, he's going to be out because Kinsler did tag him high, but it still was just about or before his foot hit the bag. And this is the problem with instant replay, I think, is that people want to be like, I can tell definitely his foot isn't on the bag before it's touched. And if you can't tell, you're lying because you can't tell definitely. Uh-huh. And if you can't tell definitely, you have to stick with the call on the field. Stop fighting that, people.
I guess that's fair.
Stop it.
Just, the way I look at it is with all of the angles, with all the technology, with slow motion, I mean, they can literally get right in there in order to make sure that they get the call right, whether it be, you know, coaches challenge in the NFL, whatever it might be. The fact that there is so much available to these coaches and to these teams and to us, you know, the viewers, the people that are actually watching it, I feel like we just get to see all of the dirty secrets that, you know what, these guys really don't get a lot of
calls.
Okay,
probably so. And I don't think, like, just like we've had this argument, do you really think the athletes today are worse than the athletes 20, 30 years ago?
100%, yeah.
Do you really think the officials today are worse? Like, what, they're getting more with bad eyesight?
I think they're the same.
I think they're the same, too.
I mean, I get the argument.
But they should be better.
I agree. But, and I also understand the argument that, you know, the game is so much faster. Athletes obviously are so much better and the game moves at such a pace that maybe it is a little bit more difficult. But I feel like these mistakes have been made since the beginning of time almost. And it doesn't really necessarily mean that there's more.
I agree. But the one thing that there is more of, and you see it to a certain, and the horrible blown call in the Penguins Predators game, you see it sometimes on out calls in baseball is, there's all this spotlight and all these TV things, and I think officials and umps sometimes play to the moment. You know, that out call with a flourish.
Umpires.
The Pollock referee last night, you know, no call. Like, couldn't be happier to make this flourish. And then I'm sure he was pissed that he got it wrong, but I think sometimes that's the thing with all the scrutiny and the publicity is they play to the moment too often sometimes.
Well, there's that.
Sometimes.
Mean, even Jim Joyce in the perfect imperfect game for, you know, Armando Galarraga. I mean, him and that, you know, calling that out there right there at the end of that game. Calling him safe right there at the end. He should have called him out. Calling him safe right there. He did it in such a way that it was completely overblown. And that's one of my biggest beefs, too. In baseball, you get a guy that, you know, starts to walk to first base. And the ump's like, ah, I don't think so. Get back here. That was a strike on the outside corner. At least in my mind it was, because you're not going to show me up. I think that can go away. That's why I think there needs to be a digital strike zone. And
okay,
that's
but
where
even
it's,
stupid
it's
crap, like the last Cavaliers-Warriors game when they had the technical foul. They thought they had called it on Steve Kerr. It was on Draymond Green, and he should have been kicked. I mean, silly crap like that. Are we barking up the wrong tree on this officiating gripe, or do you agree? You can tell us to shut up at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136, because I must admit, and I actually agree with this. People think I'm contradicting myself. I agree. Ticket texter writes, exactly, Wojo. If it's too close to call, you have to stick with the call on the field. First down, Ohio State. And it wasn't
I'm all
even
for that.
And the gripe that people had with that, I don't think was so much the replay review because it was very close. It was the initial spotting.
Yeah,
because they knew exactly where the first down was because it's exactly at the beginning of the 15-yard line. So the minute they spotted it, they knew it was a first down.
Well, it was that, but again, just like to your point, had they said he was short of the line of gain there and then they went and reviewed it, I don't think they would have been able to give him a first down.
No, of course not.
It would have been game over. That would have been it. And then we'd be talking about a completely different scenario, Jim Harbaugh getting Michigan to the Big Ten championship game in year two.
Right. Ticket text 97136. So the Red Wings lost their playoff streak and now pretty much their Stanley Cup record. Oh, boy. People feeling down, a little bit down
See,
about that.
Do you really?
The back-to-back record.
Why is that something that people care about? I really don't understand. Like, even at this point, and maybe this is something that has kind of happened over, you know, the last few weeks as the NHL playoffs have gone on. The whole Sidney Crosby thing. Crying about Sidney Crosby and being so angry. Like, outside of 2009, and look, I didn't like watching Sidney Crosby skate around, you know, Joe Louis Arena, the ice, you know, with the Stanley Cup, hoist that up and take away another Stanley Cup for the Wings. At the same time, it was almost 10 years ago. And what else has Sidney Crosby actually done? Like, where does this hatred stem from outside of 2009?
Because, or outside of Detroit.
Absolutely, because LeBron James came here to the Palace and effectively ended, you know, the run for the Pistons, the going-to-work Pistons, and people are cool with him now, at least, you know, some people are. But Sidney Crosby, it seems like that guy just literally doesn't have any fans out there on the face of this earth.
See, no, I actually think there's more anti-LeBron people than anti-Crosby things, because Crosby has the entire nation of Canada, and I know that's only like 150 people up there,
yeah,
whatever.
We don't, come on.
I know. And he does, now, as somebody points out, and in Game 5, if Subban had played table tennis with Crosby's helmet and head on the ice, how many years suspension would PK had gotten? Little crap like that. Can you imagine if that was Subban?
That's fair.
Slapping Crosby's helmet against the ice or head against the ice?
No, that's very true. Plus, I have to believe, well, Canadian media would have just absolutely eaten him alive.
Oh,
let's
be
clear on that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do think that the NHL is very, very disappointed that there are not. I mean, obviously, Toronto, I guess, is on the come up. Some of them are starting to get better, but that there aren't a lot of dominant or even really good Canadian teams. And that they haven't really been able to get to the peak in a long time.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Do you want to read the top ticket text here or the third one that's directed at me just to, because I would feel guilty reading it.
I want to read the one about Carrie Underwood's legs, but go on.
You know, the one that says, hey, Wojo, first down Buckeyes, suck it. I don't care. I think that nobody, I actually think even the most ardent Little Blue supporters believe that that would be hard to overturn. They were talking about the original spot.
100%. But that also feeds into people that have that conspiracy theory belief that the refs threw that game in Ohio State's favor, which I could not disagree with more. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Again, do you think that this win, this Stanley Cup victory for the Pittsburgh Penguins, is tainted based on that awful, awful call in the second period? And we kind of got into a little discussion about referees, umpires, the state of, you know, all of these guys that are out there calling games and, you know, doing so and making mistakes. You know, do you actually feel like officiating has gotten worse, or, you know, are you with me? It's basically just being exposed more based on all the technology that we have. It's the Bogey and Wojo Show, 97 on the ticket.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.